All right, here we are, Tuesday night, 7:33. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and I don't know if you've seen the news recently. Well, depends what news you watch, but if you get the same news that I do, which is all about old 90s bands, you would have seen that Linkin Park has reformed, or they've got a new singer anyway, because their previous singer died a bunch of years ago, tragically. And yeah, they've got a new singer, and you know, who cares? No one cares about Linkin Park, do they? I don't know. I guess a bunch of people do, but I certainly don't. But why it's interesting is because, firstly, they have a female singer, which I think is amazing, but she has got a bit of a history. And so there's been a big outrage around the whole thing. People getting outraged. She's also linked to some actor who abused a bunch of people, and Scientology. So it's a real crap show. not allowed to swear before 8:30. So I thought, you know, that gave me some inspiration. So tonight we're going to listen to nu metal. And really, when you're listening to nu metal, there's really only one way to start. I should say though that the swearing thing. Can't swear till 8:30. Can't play music that swears until 8:30. Can't even remember why that is, but that was a challenge with nu metal. But thankfully, most of these bands have like a single, you know, like a hit single that will be played on the radio, and so quite often those are non-explicit, are swear free. So sit back, relax, and you won't be surprised by any stray swears. I promise. I take that back. I don't promise at all. Anyway, there's one way to start a show about nu metal, and here it is.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away
Freak on a Leash by Korn off of their record Follow the Leader. And before that, you heard Blind, which is the first tune off of their debut record, Korn, from 1994. Korn are a band from Bakersfield, California, formed in 1993. And they're widely attributed as inventing nu metal, as being the first nu metal band, the first band to achieve success in that genre, and essentially defined the genre with their first record, which a lot of other bands would continue to replicate and copy for many years. Great album. First two records are great, actually. Yeah, that was Korn. So this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and we are listening to nu metal tonight. I don't know, like, it's a very outdated genre. I know some of it's like kind of coming back, but it's all 90s and early 2000s. Nu metal was the genre that really spoke to me as a 13-year-old, or however old, 12-year-old even, I think, when I heard Korn. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, let's play more music. So probably my favorite band from that period, from the nu metal genre, has a band called Deftones.
Yeah.
Back to School, in brackets, Mini Maggot, from Deftones off of their album White Pony. No, that's the song you're about to hear. That was My Own Summer, in brackets, Shove It, from the album Around the Fur, which is from 1997. And before that was Bored, from their debut album Adrenaline, from 1994? 95. Yeah, cool. So Deftones are from Sacramento, California, formed in 1988. That's quite a while, 7 years before they released their first record. But they're badass, and Deftones will always be amazing to my ears. I've got one more tune, and it's Back to School, and it's from, yeah, the album White Pony. Much to say about Deftones? Let's just keep it cruising, eh?
So ride! Ride back to school! Chase! Look back, I sift through all the clicks. Roaming the halls all year, making me sick. While everyone's out trying to make the cut. What? And when you think you know me right, I switch it up. Behind the wall, smoking cigarettes and sipping vodka. I'm a fist to catch a cab, ain't no one can stop us. Give me a break, I'm on some other mess. Why you act like it's everything you got?
That was Back to School from Deftones off their 2000 album White Pony. I'd never really liked how that album sounds. Like, it's an incredible record. I've listened to it 100,000 times. But it sounds kind of rubbish, you know. It sounds thin and kind of and crappy, especially comparing it to the other nu metal albums of the time. So as is tradition, I guess, on this show, we're going to read the description of nu metal from Wikipedia. Here we go. Nu metal is a subgenre of alternative metal that combines elements of heavy metal music with elements of other music genres, such as hip-hop, funk, industrial, and grunge. Nu metal rarely features guitar solos or other displays of musical technique, that's bullshit, and emphasizes rhythm with instrumentation that is heavily syncopated. Nu metal guitarists typically use 7-string guitars that are tuned down to produce a heavier sound. Vocals are often rhythmic and influenced by hip-hop and include singing, rapping, screaming, and sometimes growling. DJs are occasionally featured to provide instrumentation such as sampling, turntable scratching, and electronic background music. Nu metal is one of the key genres of the new wave of American heavy metal, which, we might get into one sometime as well. So there are a bunch of bands that kind of influenced nu metal, and it's mainly like the groove metal thing. Pantera, Helmet, Faith No More. It's kind of that alternative, kind of groovy sort of metal. Even though all of those bands feature guitar solos, it's a rare thing to hear a guitar solo in nu metal music. That tune there, Back to School, and the two before it, Deftones, I actually, bit of a personal anecdote, I used to make my own Deftones t-shirts as a teenager. We didn't have a lot of money. And I just remember walking through high school at Hillcrest, headphones blaring, disgusting long hair, or at one point dreadlocks, swinging, headbanging to Deftones. The 90s. Pretty cool. Okay, we're going to play two songs from the Cavalera brothers. The first is Roots, Bloody Roots from Sepultura. And I know Sepultura is technically a thrash metal band. However, this record, Roots, is very much nu metal. You decide, but I'm telling you, it is.
Roots, bloody roots.
another kind of trait of the nu metal genre is the indulgent fade outs and instrumental sections and experimental little interludes. I think that's about enough. Oh, so heavy. So that was Soulfly. That was a song called No Hope Equals No Fear off of their debut record. And before that was Sepultura, Roots Bloody Roots. You might have thought they sounded similar. It's because they have the same singer and actually not the same drummer on that record. Igor Cavalera, the drummer from Sepultura, did eventually play drums for Soulfly. I think. Oh, I have a Soulfly tattoo and a Sepultura tattoo, so I should probably know that. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, they formed in 1997 after Max Cavalera left Sepultura. And that album was a force. It was amazing. I've seen them live a couple of times, kicked ass. But the new stuff kind of sounds all pretty samey. Right, there's a bunch more songs to go and not a bunch more time left. So we really need to get through it. And funnily enough, I managed to find two Slipknot songs that had no explicit language. So this is Wait and Bleed.
I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. Goodbye, a weapon of our time. Everything is turning past for me. My eyes are running cold. The air is standing straight up. This is not the way I picture me. I can't control my shakes. How the hell did I get here? Something about this so very wrong. I have to love how love.
Jersey. Indulgent guitar ringing out outro, pick slides. You wouldn't see bands doing that these days. you probably would. But that was Slipknot Left Behind from their second record, Iowa, which is one of the most brutal records ever made, in my opinion. Super dark, super heavy. Some crazy imagery and themes on that record. But then they've got that song on there, which is obviously clearly just like a radio hit. And before that, it was similar. Wait and Bleed was their first single, and that was off their debut record. So Slipknot formed in Iowa in 1995. And yeah, pretty badass. Probably, I reckon Corey Taylor is probably one of the best vocalists in metal, full stop. Definitely the best in nu metal anyway. Slipknot, probably one of the heavier bands in nu metal. But no less popular because of it, and they're still going and touring and playing gigantic stadiums to this day. Okay, so let's move on. Oh yeah, one of my favourites. I used to own this record. In fact, I even had one of their hoodies. this song is called Big Truck. And it's by Cold Chamber. Bitch. We'll be right back. 10-ton hammer from Machine Head off of their record, The More Things Change. God, that's a tune. It is such a tune. I forgot how much I like Machine Head. Need to start listening to those old records again. Actually, some of this I'll definitely revisit. Deftones, Soulfly, Slipknot, Machine Head. Anyway, we're running out of time. And I've got a few songs that I want to play. There was going to be another Machine Head song, The Blood, The Sweat, The Tears, off the album Burning Red. Killer album, killer song, but we don't have time. You know what? I'm also going to... Oh, no, you know what? Maybe we do have time. Doesn't look... Race is not here. we'll see. If she shows up, cool. If not, maybe we'll just go a little bit late. So here are a bunch of songs from System of a Down.
Rolling Suicide.
Loving you again. the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
War? From System of a Down off the debut record, System of a Down. And that album was 1998. And is a killer record and is, I think, the only song off that record that doesn't have swearing on it, even though we're after 8:30 anyway. And before that, you heard Deer Dance and Chop Suey from the album Toxicity, which is the record that really, you know, shot them to fame in 2001. And yeah, System of a Down, pretty cool. So this I think we kind of have to end it there, but this has been Tiny Tidal Waves. I am Kane. This week we were listening to Nu Metal, and honestly, it was a pretty good one. But I kind of did it tongue-in-cheek because of the whole Linkin Park thing, thinking, you know, Nu Metal, it's a bit funny, you know, whatever, I used to listen to All Good. But actually listening through to some of these songs, they hold up, and I'm pretty keen to listen to, go back maybe on some of these records. Anyway, that's it for tonight. No Linkin Park, sorry, I think they suck. Also, no Rage. Rage isn't a Nu Metal band. And yeah, if you want to, you know, argue with me about that, you know, come at me or hit me up on Insta. There's one other band that was kind of, well, there's a few other bands that were left out. Let's think of Stained, Papa Roach. All these bands I'm just not into, and I ain't playing stuff that I don't like. So I'm going to say goodbye there. And I'm going to end the show. But to see you out before I play something else, before I play Race's show, I am going to play some Limp Bizkit. And it's not part of the show, so I'm not, you know, claiming it. But it is Nu Metal. You can't deny that. It has to be done. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a...